La 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 la
Братья, доброе утро. Приветствуем всех.
Others, good morning.
Сегодня к этому уроку вместе с вами готовились.
Today, in this lesson, prepared with us, Petah Tikva 24, Rebadim, New York, 10 number 2, Yekaterinburg, and Novosibirsk. So, let's go to New York.
Dear friends, we'll start with the reading, and then we'll continue with the workshop question for the whole world quiz. We're reading from Baal Solam Arvut. By the end of the correction of the world, we will only be bringing all the people in the world under His word. As it is written, "And the Lord shall be king over the earth. In that day shall the Lord be one, and His name one." And the text specifies, "on that day and not before." And there are several more verses, "for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and all the nations shall flow on to Him." But the role of Israel towards the rest of the world resembles the role of our holy fathers towards the Israeli nation. Just as righteousness of our fathers help us develop and cleanse until we become worthy of receiving the Torah. Were it not for our fathers who observed the whole of Torah before it was given, we would certainly not be any better than the rest of the nations. Also, it is upon the Israeli nation to qualify itself and all the people of the world through Torah and mitzvot, to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of the love of others, which is the letter to purpose of creation, which is Bikut with Him. Thank you, dear brothers. And the question for the workshop is the following. How do we aspire even more to stronger connection between us? How do we aspire even more to the stronger connection between us? Thank you.
זה משהו שאנחנו חייבים לתת פה בתוך
השיעור. This is what we have to do here in the morning lesson today with all the friends, all the whole ten. We have to make a commitment, and we lift the spirit and strengthen each other in this.
First of all, I think we're in this process, and every time, every day, there's a new opportunity to renew the connection, to enter it again. So we already got those conditions from above. The only thing we need to do is to keep adding more importance, more greatness, more appreciation in everything, everything possible, the friends, the path, the love, the Kabbalists, everything.
Right. How do we aspire together? This is what we're building between us. A common aspiration made of all of everyone's deficiencies. And we have this chance to do this in the morning lesson now. To feel that we are in one common prayer with the whole world Kli. So let's just want it to be like the Creator's desire.
We have no other way but integrating in one another, reaching the awareness of our nature and reaching prayer. That's our path. We have to help each other stand through this task and supply each other with avut. It's the only way we can take steps. Otherwise, a person himself can't do it, only with forces from society.
Yeah, we're beginning to feel more and more clearly how much we need this mutual guarantee, where we see that each one reminds the other, if I remember now, I remind the friends what we have to work on, strengthen the connection, increasing the importance, and back, when I forget, the friends remind me.
This aspiration to a stronger connection between us and the greatness of the Creator, that it brings the greatness of the Creator, the connection between us, we give greatness of the Creator to one another. And what is that? It means that we have extreme importance to this thing that we don't know exactly what it is and we really want to attain it. So when we believe together, it's not this faith, it's something that comes from the connection in the group. And we have to want to really, really want to attain it. So we have to supply it to one another right now.
More sensitivity and gentleness. We need to open each other's hearts to each other by setting examples from within and from without, and ask the light to help us not forget for a minute that there is someone who's doing the work, and we just have to show him what we want him to do. We just have to keep it in the right direction.
Yeah, we're building this aspiration through the greatness, of the goal that we lift between us, we raise it between us. So this aspiring is like Kabbalists described us, what the group is, what the correct connection between us is. And every day we build the form of the next degree. Every time it increases, especially in the rand and tens, so every time we renew our connection and the aspirations advance from day to day.
We must not calm down for a minute. We must not believe ourselves until we attain the goal. So we have to lift each other all the time. Recently we've been talking about having concern in our hearts that everyone can, that we give our avut to each of the friends so he will have the strength to persist on the way.
Yeah, we have to pray on one another. And you see that you really need the Creator's help here all the time to not forget Him, to bring Him into every thought, every feeling, that the Creator will enter the friend's hearts and their thoughts, and that the friends won't forget to add him into every move.
He helped every man his friend by being jealous of each other, by making each other jealous of each other, that they are always thinking about the other friends, are always concerned with them, they want to lift their spirits as much as possible.
We need to remember that the connection between us that we want to strengthen, that's our modem to the Creator. It's our way to connect to Him, to talk to Him, to ask of Him, to give Him contentment. Everything we want to have is in that connection in the group, and from the group to the Creator.
What can I add besides, I don't know, only a prayer? We have exhausted every means that can keep the connection between us. Now we have
Shem Elokeinu,